Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to episode 73 of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, the podcast that brings you backstage as close as you possibly can be, often while the shows are happening, to meet the people that make theater happen. If I haven't told you before, Happy New Year. If I have told you before, well, Happy New Year again. I don't know when you stop saying Happy New Year. I don't know what the etiquette is. Hey, write in if you know the answer. If you are a theater professional or know any, make sure you or they go to curtaincallonline.com and sign up for a free theater professional profile with just an email address. That's all you need. Create a password. And it's absolutely free. Get your CV up there on our website and start telling your story on curtaincallonline.com. Join the loads of people who are already doing it. If you're not a theater professional, but you want to get new stories, you can browse our theater bookshop or, you know, just go down a rabbit hole, as it were, of theater performers on our database, which, you know, people are now calling the IMDb of theater, which is nice. It's growing daily, by the way. Again, just go to curtaincallonline.com and have a look. And now for this week's podcast. It's not often, I should say, that shows that have played the National Theatre Olivier stage come back for another bite of the apple. Those occasions are few and far between. But that is exactly what is happening this Thursday, the 11th of January, at the NT, when the theatrical smash hit Amadeus returns for a four-month run. Peter Schaefer's timeless tale set in Vienna, directed by Michael Longhurst, was such a quick sellout that the powers that be at the National did the sensible thing and brought the whole production back in this season with most of the cast reprising their roles, including this week's guest, Lucien Samati, as Salieri. Lucien was universally praised for his controlling, conniving portrayal of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's nemesis, with Adam Gillan playing Mozart again. And the Sunday Times called it an immersive performance in their five-star review, which I don't think anyone can argue with. That man basically ran a marathon on stage, and I think I mentioned that in this chat that we had. And I was able to visit Lucien in his dressing room before the show to talk about his craft, telling Salieri's story, and also about performing on the iconic Olivier stage. Have a listen. Yeah, so you just called it your marathon, your little marathon.
Yes.
You know, but that was the quickest marathon I think I've ever sat through.
Really?
Because there's so much going on.
Sure.
Scenes change so quickly.
Yeah.
The movement between the orchestra, the actors, the stage management, that little... It's like a ballroom dance.
It's, I think one of... I'm completely biased, of course. But I think one of our director Mike's, one of his star turns, one of his master strokes, was to obliterate the lines between the different disciplines. So from day dot, we were a company. There was no, oh, there's actors here, there's musicians there, there's singers there. No, we're all in this together. And that, you know, I think that helped us. I mean, because the other thing is, what's the point of doing this particular play in 2017 if you're going to dust off, you know, what was done however many years ago?
Sure.
You know. So,
Yeah, I was, I'm hoping to speak to a couple of musicians because I can't imagine they've, excuse me, had that freedom of movement.
No.
And to see them, no. To get out of, from behind their instruments, you know?
Yeah.
It's, Well, it just completely worked.
It's I think that to just see, you know, of course this business of ours, you know, the shiny, sparkly end of it is magazine covers, is, you know, award ceremonies, is, you know, this so-called celebrity lifestyle.
Sure.
But actually, that only represents 0.01% of what actually happens. And the real beauty, the real joy, satisfaction is when you're in a room with people together making something.
Yeah.
You know, that is, you know, being happy to get up every day and come to work. What a joy.
That's a success, isn't it?
A joy to be playing make-believe, you know, and to be able to share whatever it is, you know, with people. And that has been quite special.
Yeah.
That's been really special. Because it's not always like that. Some rooms are a hard slog.
Sure.
This wasn't one.
Yeah.
It was a hard slog in another way because it was big and we had to find it, but certainly not in a way that you were wary of, I'm going to be with X, Y, and Z today. No, there was none of that. So
it was, you know, you just talked about it being big, and it's, you know, with everything moved out of the wings at the Olivier, or on the Olivier, I should say, there was quite a wide expanse. It's filled, like you said, through movement, people being, you know, and kind of using it as the almost like on-stage vomps, you know. It was, it just really kind of fills the space. The energy.
Yeah.
I mean, I was saying to Sam, I don't know how you're going to go back out and do that second time. That is, how do you do a two-show day playing Sally
You know the thing is, I mean, there are a zillion ways to answer it. You know, if I were being flippant, I would say, well, I'm a show-off. Of course, I'm going to start a million again. The flip side of it is that actually, really, the great lesson, the great nugget, and it's something which has been echoed throughout the years, of doing this profession is that it's actually not about you, so it's not about me, and that is quite liberating. When we're to go, well, actually, all I'm doing is telling the story. You know, I am the portal for everybody. You know, and that's not mystical or magical.
No.
It's like, actually, it's not about me and my ego and my worries and my issues. It's like, get up there, tell the story, because if you don't. The orchestra can't do their thing. The singers can't do their thing. Our fellow actors can't do their thing. Mm. You know, the technicians, the audience can't. So, you know, take whatever guff is there and just go for it. It also makes the second show a lot easier on a two-show day. To just go, forget your issues. Just, you know, focus on everybody else.
Yeah.
It's much easier, you know.
It's your last week and your runs, I mean, how's this run been on this beautiful stage, you know?
It's been joyous. It has been a challenge, in a positive way, you know, for Mike and my fellow players to have trusted me, to push the boat out, to go to places, to take it to places, to see, to open it up, to open up the engine, see what it takes, what it can't take, what works, what doesn't, you know, all those things. And that's been special. That has been really special. I mean, it has also, again, been a, you know, we are always learning. Always learning. And again, having been privileged to play yet another massive part, you know, the lessons carry over. You know, that you can, you're allowed your junction stops, your rest stops.
Right.
You know, it's that really, yes, you may, there is a moment when it feels like it's all about you. When, especially when you're trying to nut your way through lines, when you're trying to, but actually, the greatest joy, and sometimes it will be a matter of a split second,
right?
On some nights where you just go, it's nothing to do with me, man.
Yeah.
Just release and let it happen, you know. I mean, you know, it is also. I mean, that's the other thing is that if with parts of this size, if you let them go too much, you lose control. And the story is compromised,
right.
You know. So you really have to, you know, it's discipline, focus, consistency. What's my base level?
Yeah.
You know, where can I? What is the lowest possible energy I can expend?
Yeah.
And still give the audience the same effect. All these things, you know, all that stuff. It's all fun and interesting, and all, you know, in some ways contributes to the next gig.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, you know. So
brilliant. You know, Lucy, thank you so much.
Lucien Samati there, just about to open at the National Theater in Peter Schaeffer's Amadeus. He's playing Salieri. You got to see him. Get a ticket if you can, and soon, because I'm sure this run is going to sell out just like last year's run did. Now, before we wrap up here, if you are a theater professional and want to join the network built by theater professionals for theater professionals, a network growing every day, then head it over to curtaincallonline.com. Sign up for a free Curtain Call Pro profile with just an email address. You can follow us on all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. That's at Curtain Call. And if you go onto iTunes and rate and review this podcast, I would love you. I do anyway. But I just love you that much more. I think it's just that simple. We'd love to hear from you if you have any questions or suggestions for the podcast. Just get in touch with us via any of the social media platforms I just mentioned, or write to me personally at john@curtaincallonline.com. That is John with an H. It leaves me now to say a huge thank you to Lucien Smati and the entire company of Amadeus. Break legs, guys. All of us here at Curtain Call wish you the most successful repeat run. And you can catch Amadeus at the National Theater from this Thursday, the 11th of January, to the 24th of April. And just remember, as with most shows in rep at the NT, there will be a break in the run. I think this one's in March. So just make sure that you plan accordingly when you are booking your tickets. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, and I will catch you all next week. Bye.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.